Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. There are four teams left in the quest for Super Bowl 49. Four teams that are left on their 2014 season. The other 28 teams, they've already moved on to 2015. Whether it was sorting out a coaching situation, identifying players that you want to keep, signing young players to future contracts, the work has begun in earnest for all of those 28 teams, including the New York Football Giants. When you take a look at the teams that have made it to the Final Four, the top two seeds in the NFC, and obviously Indianapolis and New England in the AFC, there are certain things that come to mind that make me think about the Giants winning the Super Bowls, not only Super Bowls 21 and 25, but 42 and 46 as well. And really the crux of all of that is being strong up front. And it really gets back to the essence of what it is in winning football games in the National Football League. Yes, a lot of different schemes come in, whether it's read option or run and shoot concepts in the passing game. But if you're not stout up front, if you don't win at the point of attack with your offensive line and your defensive front seven, and you can't run the football in the NFL, the odds of you advancing in the postseason and winning a championship reduce, because you've got to be able to control down a distance when you want to run the clock, when you want to pass the football, and if you could stay in manageable situations, that gives you the best chance to win. Now, of course, you're going to make plays throughout the course of history. You take a look at the David Tyree play as an example. You look at the Mario Manningham catch in Super Bowl 46, or even go back to Super Bowl 25 and Mark Ingram and his great third down conversion. There's going to always be great individual efforts and things that get done by players in exceptional ways. But one of the things you have to focus in on is staying consistent and having continuity. You always hear coaches, and Tom Coughlin talks about it a lot, staying on schedule with your down and distance, keeping things in manageable situations. Because when you do that, you have an opportunity to really dissect what the defense is putting in front of you and then be able to attack things on the way you want to do it. You don't want to be reactive. You want to be very proactive. So as the Giants get ready to set their mark on 2015, you know some of the areas of focus. Get the running game to become more consistent. Get offensive line play to be more consistent. Build off that, because you got some things that you're really excited about. Obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. has become a difference maker. Eli Manning had a very good bounce back year in 2014. You know some of those things will be constant. Then you look around. Can Reuben Randle be a more consistent player for you? If you get those pieces in place, you can be really happy about what you can do offensively. Flip side, defensively, again, get after the quarterback more consistently, not just in bunches, but do it over the course of time. And it's not just about the sack numbers. It's about hits on the quarterback. It's about messing up his internal clock, letting him know that you're there. You'll see that during the conference championship game, something the Giants know very well. They've done it at a high level in the past. That's what they're building for in 2015. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa with Papa's Perspective.